Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
I'm Howard Feldman, sitting a little bit far away from South Africa at the moment, but looking in and seeing what is going on in KwaZulu-Natal, and it is absolutely frightening. Professor Francois Engelbrecht is a professor of climatology at the Global Change Institute. Good morning, Professor. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Howard, and thanks for having me, and my condolences also to all the families that have lost members in the last few days. An absolute tragedy.
Absolutely horrific, and when we see the images of what is happening in the province, it's just shocking and very clearly devastating. What is the background to this? What is going on there?
This was a very specific weather system called a cut-off low that caused these heavy falls of rain and the devastating flooding. It's a weather system that is not uncommon in South Africa. We typically have about 10 of these occurring every year, and the statistical average for April is about 1.2 of these weather systems occurring every April. So not uncommon at all. Usually they move and they cause flooding over the southern provinces. So typically the Western Cape, the Eastern Cape, KwaZulu-Natal. In some instances, they can move as far north as Botswana and cause heavy falls of rain that far to the north. What is exceptional in this case is that we've experienced more than 300 millimeters of rain over quite a large area, stretching from Margate in the south to Durban north. This is a long-term record for April. The previous record, some listeners may well remember, was set in April 2019, about 180 millimeters. And during that event, listeners may also remember that 70 people lost their lives in mudslides in the Durban area and elsewhere in KwaZulu-Natal. So it shows us this event was absolutely exceptional, but we should also take note that very similar events in terms of widespread damage in KwaZulu-Natal has occurred in the past.
Should this have been better planned for?
Well, Howard, interestingly, I've commented on this in the media maybe 2 weeks ago in terms of the losses of life we've had in the past summer in terms of lightning thunderstorms in KwaZulu-Natal. And the hard reality is that as long as we are going to have some of our people living along these steep hill slopes in KwaZulu-Natal where there's really a clear risk of these mudslides going. And for as long as we are going to have people living below flood lines, we are vulnerable. We are vulnerable for these types of events. I mean, April 2019 was a very, very clear warning signal of how vulnerable we are in parts of KwaZulu-Natal to these types of flood events. It's 3 years later, and I don't think our vulnerability has been reduced during the last 3 years, specifically in terms of the risk of these mudslides.
In terms of the, and I know this is not your field, but in terms of our response to the flooding?
Yes, well, what I can say as a climatologist is that there's one thing that really works well in South Africa, and that is early warning. So the South African Weather Service is quite successful in foreseeing the occurrence of these heavy falls of rain a few days in advance of the actual event. So it is not the science that is letting us down here. I would also say that in many provinces, the immediate disaster risk response from disaster management is also well organized. I think where we are failing is in terms of the longer-term plan. So for as long as our bulk environment in many of our provinces remain vulnerable in terms of informal housing being bulk that cannot withstand these extreme rainfall events, and in some instances also extreme winds, it's also vulnerable to lightning quite often. as long as we have these vulnerabilities, we will unfortunately have to keep on living with these types of events impacting in our country. And the other important factor is that there is evidence that climate change is systematically increasing the frequency of these types of damaging events.
Okay, what can we expect over the next week or so?
Well, I can give you a broad indication and to the listeners of what we may expect, but I strongly recommend to the listeners to follow, of course, the weather warnings issued regularly by the Weather Service. Of course, and the Weather Service has several offices that monitor these extreme storm systems 24/7. But the current type of low is now rapidly moving away from South Africa. Its center is already deep into the Indian Ocean. So the worst that we've had in terms of rainfall from this specific event is over. But we should be aware that a new system is developing to the west of South Africa, and we can expect more rainfall over vast regions of our interior, including KwaZulu-Natal, over Easter weekend. Indications are that this will not be such an intense event, but still, soils are saturated. There are further flooding risks, so I strongly advise listeners to follow the weather warnings issued by the Weather Service.
Absolutely. It is absolutely vital if you are going away for the Easter weekend or if you're looking at, you know, in a way, it's actually tremendously sad as well, because this has traditionally been a weekend where tourism becomes a major factor, certainly financially for KwaZulu-Natal region. And now I imagine that people are just staying as far away from the area as possible and should.
Yes, it's a tragedy if we also think that the mudslides and the losses of life we've had in
April
2019, that was almost exactly 3 years ago.
Wow.
So, Now let everybody apply common sense. Don't cross, of course, fast-flowing rivers. Don't move over low-lying bridges. But otherwise, I think at least in terms of the event that caused all the damage, we are now, the best specific weather event, we've passed the worst.
All right, and that is Professor Francois Engelbrecht. He's a professor of climatology at the Global Change Institute, talking to us about the scientific reasons for the massive floods that we have seen in KwaZulu-Natal. And, of course, wishing everybody the loss of life there. Really, really terrible. Nearly 60 people have already died from these floods. Wishing the families condolences on their loss.